History of the Sangiovese neighborhood. A trip through the social history of Sangiovese, where we will get to know the neighborhood as it was in days gone by, as our eldest residents remember it. After being annexed to Barcelona, Sangiovese experienced a great deal of urban growth with the arrival of members of the upper bourgeoisie. This new society established itself around the Avinguda del Tibidabo and the Passage de la Bonanova, transforming the mountain into a suburb that showed the social status of Barcelona's bourgeoisie. Meanwhile, the village center went on with daily life as it always had. The Plaza del Mercat was the center of life in the neighborhood, a meeting place for neighbors both day-to-day and during local festivals. Our route travels through the streets of this former town, retracing the steps of history across Sangiovese. It recalls the history of the Convent de las Mercadarias, the school that was once housed in the Villa Florida, or the neighborhood casino, now home to the restaurant Bonanova. It makes its way up to the Plaza de la Bonanova, another social and religious hub, and the site of the old parish church. It then follows the Passage de Sangiovese along the old road from Cornellà to Fogars de Tordera and the surrounding villages. We'll learn why a religious society established itself here as we pass the impressive neo-Gothic Collegi Jesus Maria, designed by Enrique Sagnier. The outbreak of the Spanish Civil War changed the social map that had begun to take root in the neighborhood. The bourgeoisie and clergy fled, and their properties were dedicated to other purposes. This was the case of the Torre Castañer, which served as a refuge for Antonio Machado, or Dr. Andreu's house, which housed the Soviet embassy during the conflict.